at Not Bill Walton, and he joins us on the Safe Auto Hotline 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Nick. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. You've been entertaining for the last couple of years on Twitter. I mean, I constantly retweet your stuff, especially throughout the NBA season when you're really in Bill Walton mode. But let's get into a couple of things regarding this account, because I know a lot of people follow you. You have over 149,000 followers on Twitter, which is just staggering for a parody account. What made you create the fake Bill Walton account?
Well, there was a lot of reasons. First of all, it's two of us. My buddy and I both write this account. We've been working on projects for years now, and we decided to go in the direction of Bill Walton just because from our time frame, we loved him so much on the NBA, on NBC. My buddy is actually based out of L.A., and he's a UCLA alum. It just worked out perfectly, especially with his verbose style. For us to translate that into the Twitter world, it just worked out immediately for us.
So it's you and another guy. So that would explain. Now, are you guys like different time zones or something? Because it seems like the actual account never stops tweeting.
Well, we still put a lot of work into it. So it is two guys, but there's still a lot of work. Yeah, he's based in LA. I'm out of New York.
Wow. So, exactly.
He's black. I'm white. It's a lot like a Lethal Weapon, only both of us are lunatics like Martin Riggs. So, you know, it's one of those deals.
I got you. And the tweets are just absolutely hilarious, at Not Bill Walton. And I retweet them often because I can almost see and I can almost hear Bill Walton, whether he's with, you know, Marv Albert, Steve Snapper Jones, or even at the end of his broadcasting career when he was with ESPN. The tweets are almost identical to just the flow of what he would say during a broadcast.
Yeah, and we've got that early on. That was a feedback to try to capture that, try to stay honest to the Walton character, try to really encapsulate how he is in general, and he is a larger-than-life character. That was a difficulty early on, actually. How do you parody someone who could be at times, I won't call him a parody, but someone who's a character into himself, and we almost had to get so outrageous, but it was well-received right away. Immediately, not only media types followed us, but picked us up in their publications, you know, famous people, including basketball players and other athletes, followed us, and we knew we were really starting to hit a stride, though, is when famous people, including athletes, started blocking us, including the great Kobe Bryant.
Then we knew we were onto something.
Yes.
Wow.
We knew we were onto something at that point. Exactly.
Very interesting. So, now, have you ever tried, or do you do an actual imitation with your voice of Bill Walton?
I do not. I am asked that all the time now in my life for those who know what I do with this feed, but I cannot. I would leave that up to the experts like Frank Caliendo, but I have no problem living in the niche of doing it in written word because we feel we do a good job, both of us.
And we're talking to at Not Bill Walton on Twitter, one of the two guys that run the number one sports parody Twitter feed. His name is Chris, and he's with us on the Safe Auto Hotline 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, let me ask you this. Does Bill Walton himself actually know about this account?
He does. His wife is very aware of it too, and thinks we're hilarious. You know, Bill hasn't given his opinion either way. Okay, that's fine. He did mention to even in a Sports Illustrated article that he was aware of us with in a recent article he did. But the big thing for us, another reason why we knew we arrived, we started a hashtag, and we use it all the time, Things to Ponder at Night. We started it because we felt it was something that Walton would actually say. Walton never actually said Things to Ponder Night. However, about 1 year or so in, Walton, the real Walton, on Twitter, and he hardly ever uses Twitter, but when he does, he'll tweet once in a while and mix it up. He used our hashtag, Things to Ponder at Night, almost as a very subversive, weird meta tribute to us, and it was hilarious, and we loved it.
Yeah, no doubt about it, whether it's the Things to Ponder at Night, I've used that hashtag, the humanity, or even the most famous one of Throw It Down, just some really funny stuff. So you were on nationally last night, because I saw you put out a few tweets that you were going on Fox Sports Radio, and you were on with JT the Brick, a national host. Did you ever think when you started this that you would be, you know, on a Fox Sports Radio and doing radio hits around the country? Like, you know, not that you're not a celebrity, but like you're actually in the sports world?
Well, no. I mean, I never thought it could be like this. Neither did my partner there. But we did know early on we had something in our hands, and we take it very seriously. So we knew as we were growing, it could turn into this. The big surprise happened, actually. We have a huge, huge following in the Philippines, and I've been on the radio multiple times out there. They're huge basketball fans. very Americanized, huge NBA fans, and I built a huge rapport out there with them as well. So that was the thing that really said, wait a minute, this thing is taking on a life of its own, and that's the big thing that shocked me, if anything.
Yeah, and real quick, you also have a website. You want to go ahead and give it a plug right now?
Absolutely. It's dailysnark.com, S-N-A-R-K, dailysnark.com. We're affiliated with that website. It allows us, when we have more than 140 characters to go and use, we post memes and content and videos and all kinds of articles as well. So it's a fun little website, and we certainly enjoy doing things on that too.
All right, last one for you. If you are the best Twitter parody account, and I think you are, Sports Illustrated has already voted you as number one. Who would you say, since you have already had such a successful run, who would you say is the second best parody account? Is it the Barkley feed?
The Barkley feed is pretty good. Emo Chris Bosch is pretty good. They're very good. Antisocial Kobe is very good. But the best parody feed by far is JaVale McGee. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a parody feed. That's really him. Well, it's close enough to a parody feed. And if you watch JaVale McGee tweet, you'll think it's a parody feed. He is one out there dude. And, there's a lot of great parodies out there, and we give respect to a lot of them as well. It's kind of a great niche to be out there as well.
Hey, Chris, appreciate a couple of minutes, man. Keep up the good work. A lot of people really find you funny on Twitter. Once again, on Twitter, at NotBillWalton, 150,000 followers, the number one Twitter parody account going. I have a Twitter parody account dedicated to me. It's got about 82 followers, so you're certainly kicking ass.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, I won't say go Eagles. I'm a huge Giants fan and a New Yorker, but I certainly respect the Philly sports fans out there.
All right, Chris. Not everybody can be perfect, man. I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot, Chris.